It's been wonderful over the last year and a half getting to know all of the wonderful ladies here, at least a lot of them. Last year, Ms. Threes contacted me and asked if I'd be willing to tell my story. I said yes. So I'm going to start out by telling a little bit about myself. But more than just the story about my life, I do have a passion about the fact that I am a daddy's girl. I was born into a Christian home. I was saved when I was 7 in my grandparents' living room. And I've been involved in ministry since I was 8 years old, all kinds of different ministry. Evangelism, teaching, singing, all kinds of different things. I was homeschooled for all 12 grades. I really lived a very sheltered life. My father was very, very protective. Most people would say overprotective of my sister and I. A lot of my growing up years, I spent actually taking care of my grandmother. I actually started taking care of her when I was 6. She contracted polio when she was 6 months old back in 1924. So all of my life, I remember her being crippled. She did walk for many years, but as a child and a young teenager, all of that time taking care of her, I felt like I got left out of a lot of things, missed out on things. But to be honest, now I look back and I was blessed. I was very blessed. I received wise counsel from my grandmother. She was the most influential woman in my life. And I miss her very much. She taught me a lot of things, from how to cook, how to wear makeup. And most importantly, she shared God's word with me often, taught me wisdom from him. My grandmother went home to be with the Lord in October of 1999. Before that, I was very blessed, very privileged to have her at my wedding. My husband Daniel and I have been married for 18 years. We've known each other almost all of our lives. Technically, we have. He's known me since I was born, but we really don't remember that. I moved to Texas when I was 18 or 15 months old, and I came back when I was 5. That's when we remember knowing each other. We have been blessed with 2 wonderful children, and when I say blessed, I really mean it with all of my heart. You see, Daniel was born with spina bifida. Thank you. which means he was born with an opening in his back exposing his spinal cord. Daniel's opening was small enough that the doctor pushed his spinal cord back in and covered it up with a Band-Aid. As a result of that disease, he's had many, many surgeries over the years, on his feet and ankles, as well as 2 unsuccessful spinal cord surgeries. So when I say our children are miracles, I really mean it. In 2012, our family was hit with some blowing news and the fact that Daniel was diagnosed with MS. So now he has 2 neurological diseases. And sometimes they're hard to tell apart because their symptoms seem to overlap. But God has been faithful, as he is. That is his character. And he has allowed Daniel's MS treatment to stabilize his disease for the most part. He still has good days and bad days and ups and downs, but for the most part, it's pretty under control. And our children know his daddy has limitations, their daddy has limitations, and they watch out for him, and that's a blessing. So I have to tell you, ladies, I'm a very rich woman. I have an amazing husband who loves me and cares for me. He's my kingdom man. He's leading me and our children in God's ways, and he teaches us to trust and obey. By putting to practice that trusting and obeying, we had some big changes happen to us about 18 months ago. God gave Daniel some very clear instruction. In the very early of 2016, Daniel just sort of sat on that for 6 months, to be exact. So when Daniel came to me and shared with me that God was showing him that it was time to move on to a new place of worship and to change some things, part of me cringed and part of me was excited. To make a very long story short, when we shared our heart with our families, they completely disagreed with us. And since then have completely broken ties with us. We have no contact with either side of our family. Now, I have to tell you, obviously, that was very painful. For you have to realize, for me, all of my life has been tied up in my family. Taking care of them. Everything was about them. My thoughts, my plans, my ideas, what changed, what didn't. It was all about them and what they thought. And now that is gone. But God has been so good. Through it, God brought us here. He brought us to Hayden Bible Church. He brought us here to a new family, to a beautiful family, God's family. As a daughter, the special father-daughter bond, a relationship that you sometimes see portrayed in wonderful Hallmark films. That's what I desired as a daughter. Of course, I know it's Hollywood and that's not what always happens, but that was what I really wanted with my father. And see, it was just my sister and I. And I did a lot of things with my dad, in the fact that I did all the son type things with my dad. I did wooding, I did construction, I did roughing, I did fencing. I worked on cars. In fact, I still work on cars a little bit, but I did all of that with my dad because he didn't have a son. And so don't take me wrong. I have wonderful memories of my father. I really do. But I have always felt that I had to prove myself to my dad. And I could never measure up. I always strive to have that Hallmark relationship. And it never happened. And now, with our family ties broken, it seems that that would be completely impossible. But God never wastes pain. Ever. And through that pain and beautiful encouragement from friends and family here, God has showed me I do have that very special father-daughter relationship. And that relationship is with him. Because he is my heavenly daddy. That revelation, ladies, is what I really want to share with you this morning. So first off, I'd like to talk a little bit about how we as daughters want to be loved by our daddy. I get to tell you, good news, we are loved as daughters of the King of Kings. We're loved so much. Many words describe his love for us. I want to share just a couple of those with you. His love for us is everlasting. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, 'Yes, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I've drawn you. So, as his daughters, his love for us exists and continues without end. Next, his love is unconditional. I love this. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us. And while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. As his daughters, his love for us is not limited by any condition. We don't have to earn it. It comes just because we're his. His love is also amazing. Ephesians 3:17-19 says, Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of God, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. His love for us as his daughters passes all knowledge. It's beyond wonder. It's truly amazing. And then it's abundant. Ephesians 2:4-7. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. And in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. So, as daughters of the King of Kings, his love, it overflows to an unusual degree for us. It's great. There are so many words and so many more that describe our Father's love. But I'd like to go on and talk to you a little bit about how he looks after us as his precious daughters. He knows us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Psalm 139:1-3. O Lord, you have searched for me and have known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Our heavenly Daddy understands us clearly and fully. He has favor with us. Not only does he know us, he takes care of us. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Our Father in heaven, he's concerned for us and interested in our well-being. He wants to know and take care of every tiny little detail of your life, including what color your shoelaces are. I mean, it's that amazing. He wants to take care of you. He also guards us. Psalm 18:1-2. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. God our Father, he protects and defends. He keeps us in safety. He also blesses us. Psalm 29:11. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. This verse is just one of many of the blessings that our Heavenly Father bestows on his children. They're just all over in Scripture, and I just chose one. He also encourages us. Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call on me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Our Heavenly Daddy, He gives us confidence to succeed. He's the best part of our success. He's the biggest part of our success. This one is one of my favorites. He sings over us. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Every time I think about this, I get excited to think that our Father, the King of the universe, sings over each one of us. Wow. To sing is to celebrate in song. I love the fact that our Heavenly Daddy celebrates each one of us with a song. How can I not want to sing back? He also provides for us. Matthew 6:25-26. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? God the Father, he supplies and makes ready everything we need in his time, which is always the right time. He also watches us. Not creepy-like. Wonderful-like. Not spying on us to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, but just watching us. Psalm 33:18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy. Our Heavenly Father is attentive. He's attentive to us and closely observes all that we do and all that goes on around us. Some people might not like this one, but it's important. He disciplines us. It is definitely necessary sometimes. Proverbs 3:11-12. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. In love, he corrects us. When we step out of line, as our Heavenly Father, it is always in love, and it is always intended to bring us right back into fellowship with him. It is not to be mean or anything like that. He just wants us back with him. And then he protects us. Psalm 121:3-5. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. God is our great protector. He preserves us in safety. He establishes us. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Our blessed Father confirms, fulfills, and settles us. That's what establish means. And then he carries us. I love this picture. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young, like a father picking up a small one and holding her close to his chest. This is what our Father does for us as his daughters. He just picks us up and holds us. He carries us along. He loves us so much that he gave his perfect son to save us. Romans 8:31-32. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Also, 1 John 4:8-9-10. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. These verses speak for themselves of his love and how far he went to save us. He wants a relationship with us. It is his desire. And nothing can separate us from that love. Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor present or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. His love is always there. It's never going to go away. It's stuck to us like super glue. All these things, and so much more, come together to show a great fact, that God is the perfect daddy. Matthew 5:48, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. I would like to share with you a word picture of my heavenly daddy that God has given me. See, I picture the King of the universe sitting on his throne, doing kingly things, and the doors are closed to this chamber. But me, his daughter, I'm in need of his presence. So I burst through the doors and I run right up to this throne and I fall on my knees and I lay my head in his lap and he strokes my hair. And he tells me, everything's going to be okay. This, sweet ladies, is how our heavenly daddy will care for you. He loves you so much. If you're sitting here today and you don't have a personal relationship with this wonderful Father, please don't leave today without making a change to that. I would be willing to talk with you. And I'm sure there's many other women in this room that would love the opportunity as well. Just don't leave not knowing that you're a daughter of the King. I want you all to remember that no matter what relationships come and go in your life here, you're never orphaned. As a daughter of the King of Kings, you aren't alone. He's with you, and he loves you so much. As I close in a couple of minutes, I'm going to share with you a gift that God gave me. A song. This song came about because of an incident. About a year ago, that happened with my own father. I went to give him a hug, and he didn't return it. I've been encouraged by many years that I needed to write a song. And I kept saying no. But after that incident, something happened. And in my heart, I knew I needed to write. God showed me some beautiful truths through a study in Galatians and through a friend's phone call. And through the fact that that incident hurt so much. The fact is, I still love my dad. very much. And every opportunity I have, I will continue to try to give him a hug. But that doesn't describe or at all reflect who I am. My identity is in my Heavenly Father, and so is yours as his precious daughter. So I hope that this morning you will enjoy the song that God gave me, Heavenly Daddy.
I have a heavenly daddy. I am his precious daughter, and he loves me so much more than I can express. His love is unending and unconditional. As my heavenly daddy, he knows all and takes care of me. He guards me and blesses me, encourages me and sings over me. He is the perfect daddy. His love is amazing. He gives it abundantly. As my heavenly daddy, he provides for me and watches me. He disciplines me and protects me, establishes me.